This is VOA News. We are remote. World leaders and governments are reacting to the apparent military coup in Sudan on Monday. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, spoke at a news conference Monday, saying the ongoing military coup in Sudan must end.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the ongoing military coup d'etat in Khartoum and all actions that could jeopardize Sudan's political transition and stability. The Secretary General calls for the immediate reconstitution of the governing arrangements provided under the constitutional document.
His remarks come as military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials on Monday. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan also declared a state of emergency and announced the dissolution of a joint civilian-military council that has run the country for the past 2 years. Separately, the Arab League and Egypt echoed remarks calling for political agreements to be upheld, as did the African Union. The White House releasing a statement through the deputy press secretary, rejecting the actions by the military. Detained Prime Minister Hamdok was named the transitional prime minister in August 2019. The United Nations Weather Agency says greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high last year. They also increased at a faster rate than the annual average for the last decade. The agency also said that parts of the Amazon rainforest have gone from being a carbon sink that sucks carbon dioxide from the air to a source of CO2 due to deforestation and reduced humidity in the region. This is VOA News. The United Nations and a number of its closest allies used a periodic review of China's trade policy by the World Trade Organization to vent their anger. They're speaking out at Beijing's unwillingness to conform with rules meant to establish a level playing field for all participants. The regularly scheduled trade policy review came last week as China marks 20 years of membership in the WTO. That's a group that works to establish rules for trade among its 164 member nations. A U.S. interim representative to the WTO in Geneva says China has not met expectations of permanently dismantling existing policies and the practices that were incompatible with an international trading system based on open policies. The United States was far from alone in complaining about China's failure to live up to its obligations. Representatives from various governments provided a long list of ways in which they said China bends or breaks the rules. Among other things, they said that China distorts markets by subsidizing state-owned firms, ignoring intellectual property rights, limiting foreign firms' access to its markets, using forced labor in some manufacturing and agriculture sectors, and more. Tumbling COVID-19 counts have some schools around the U.S. considering relaxing their mask mandates, but deaths nationally have been ticking up over the last few weeks. Some rural hospitals are also showing signs of strain, and cold weather is settling in. The cold, of course, sending people indoors where the virus can spread more easily. The University of Washington's influential COVID-19 forecasting model is predicting increasing infections and hospitalizations in November. Hertz has announced that it will buy 100,000 electric vehicles from Tesla. It's one of the largest purchases of battery-powered cars in history and the latest evidence of increasing commitments to EV technology. The purchase by one of the world's leading rental car companies reflects its confidence that electric vehicles are gaining acceptance with environmentally minded consumers as an alternative to vehicles powered by petroleum-burning internal combustion engines. Taking a look at how Hertz's move impacted the U.S. stock market today, the Dow and S&P hit new highs and the Nasdaq outperformed on the day, buoyed by gains in Tesla and PayPal. Tesla Incorporated jumped 12.66% to its new high of over $1,045 and breached $1 trillion in market capitalization. Via Roma, I'm Liz Helga.